Welcome to the 35th installment of Better Read, an experiment, verging on a sporadic series, by Greg.org, to transform art-related texts into a handy, entertaining, and informative audio, using a computer-generated voice, as if computers weren't doing quite enough already. Thank you very much. Lot 11A of Christie's 21st Century Evening Sale on May 11th, 2021, is an NFT by Larva Labs, EST, 2005, 9 CryptoPunks, 2, 532, 58, 30, 635, 602, 768, 603, and 757. The estimate is between $7 and $9 million. The lot essay below is written by Noah Davis, Associate Vice President, Head of Crypto Art and Online Sales, Post-War and Contemporary Art. It is a document for this moment in time. The typical practice on Better Read is to comb through the text and phoneticize any words that might produce an anomalous reading to the human ear. But seriously, why? Take a backseat on this one, humans. You're lucky you're even along for the ride. Making money is art and working is art, and good business is the best art. Andy Warhol. The world's first coins were nothing like the small, flat metal discs of standardized shape and weight you are right now visualizing in your mind's eye. Rather, they were cast in bronze to resemble cowrie shells, miniature tokenized abstractions of sea snails, which had previously been used as currency in prehistoric China. Tong Bai, literally translated as bronze cowrie or bronze shell, is perhaps the earliest known minted currency, dating back to the late Chinese Bronze Age. Other examples of early minted currency originated in Greece, including the famous Lydian coin, struck from an alluvial alloy of gold and silver, and the Kruzite, the world's first pure gold coin. Since its inception, money has been used to symbolize something it definitely is not. This is most obviously exemplified by the Tong Bai, which were cast to physically replace the fragile cowrie shells which the Chinese previously used as currency. But even today, the US dollar is a kind of subtle abstraction. According to the contemporary philosopher Yuval Noah Harari, money is the most universal and most efficient system of mutual trust ever devised. Sapiens, a brief history of humankind. This system of mutual trust is based on a uniquely human shared belief that money, in whatever form it takes, is not only a symbol of value, but becomes valuable in and of itself. Money is the most universal and most efficient system of mutual trust ever devised. Yuval Noah Harari, Tong Bai, Bronze Cowrie of Ancient China. Photographer unknown. In 2008, the pseudonymous person, or persons, Satoshi Nakamoto created the world's first decentralized cryptocurrency, Bitcoin. This purely digital tender survives without the authority of a central bank or loan administrator because its every transaction is verified via a publicly distributed ledger called a blockchain. In the ensuing decade, Bitcoin's value has skyrocketed from practically nothing to tens of thousands of dollars for a single coin. Its cultural cash has experienced a similar explosion. Bitcoin's astounding ascent, however volatile, is emblematic of a still-shifting paradigm, one in which the virtual experience is rapidly gaining emotional and psychological purchase on the lived experience. Over the course of the last year, during a pandemic in which daily life was completely and violently upended, we reached a curious tipping point. In the early months of global lockdown restrictions, people, children and adults from around the world, flocked to the viral video game sensation Animal Crossing, where they spent hours daily meticulously curating their own islands, virtually visiting their friends, or playing cute but frivolous mini-games like hunting for bugs, singing karaoke or growing a flower garden. Another sign of the fuzzy membrane between the real and the virtual becoming ever fuzzier. Towards the end of 2020, people started bidding aggressively to own things that don't physically exist. Enter the NFT. Non-fungible tokens are digital assets which are inscribed indelibly on a blockchain, meaning they cannot be altered, duplicated, forged, destroyed, or even successfully squirreled away. The applications for NFT and blockchain technology are mind-bogglingly vast and have only just begun being integrated in various industries, but as regards the world of fine art, it's clear that NFTs have quickly become a collecting category in and of themselves. To own NFT-based art is to own the beating heart and intangible soul of an artwork, with an indestructible certificate of authenticity included. While to the general public, it seems suddenly insane, spending millions to own what was wrongly understood to be just a JPEG or GIF. The advent of crypto art, like cryptocurrency, was years in the making. Punks, London, 1982. Photo, Derek Ridgers. In 2017, technologists Matt Hall and John Watkinson, also the esteemed consigners of the present lot, embarked on an art project under the moniker Larva Labs. Using the conceptual framework of cryptocurrency, with its radical decentralization and distributed ledger, Larva Labs wrote an algorithm to create 10,000 completely unique 24 by 24 pixel icons of funky cartoon heads in profile. The CryptoPunks, so named for their diverse affinities with the aesthetics of British punk rock culture of the 70s and 80s, were unleashed onto the Ethereum blockchain, where they could be freely claimed by anyone with an ETH wallet. As each and every punk was quickly whisked away by their new owners, their movements were automatically written into the blockchain. Present Blot Illustrated Detail. A fascinating aspect of the CryptoPunks website is the breadth of information recorded therein. Not only can you assess exactly which attributes make each of the punks unique from one another, you can browse by various criteria such as attributes, owners' accounts, rejected, pending and accepted offers, discerning a clear hierarchy of collectability amongst the myriad punks and, if you're looking closely, identifying any nascent market trends and mediaries. Imagine if there existed a similar website for works by Pablo Picasso, where every authentic artwork's market history, including both private and public sales, a non-sequitur distinction in the age of the blockchain, was automatically recorded and readily available to any curious inquirer. How drastically different would those marketplaces be if all that information was simply out there? One fact is inarguable. In this hypothetical scenario, the art collector has never been more empowered. Left Takashi Murakami, Murakami.flower.punk, 2021. Fashioned after the most popular CryptoPunks character, number 7804. Copyright sign, Takashi Murakami Kaikaikiki Company, Limited. All rights reserved. Image source, Instagram, at Takashipum. Right punk number 7804, which has garnered the top price paid for a CryptoPunk, as of time of writing. Amongst the punks, there are sprinkled in three non-human types. In reverse order of rarity, they are the zombie, there are 88, the ape, there are 24, and the alien, only 9 exist. The present lot contains a particularly stylish example of the latter, drawing from the imagined worlds of sci-fi and horror movies such as 2001, A Space Odyssey, Night of the Living Dead, and Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Hall and Watkinson endowed their creations with the kind of otherworldly playfulness that is often erased by the passing of youth, whence it is replaced with a dully aching nostalgia for innocent fantasy. The rare non-human types have a similar kind of collectible aura as, say, a first edition holographic Pokemon card, or a clean pair of Nike SB NYC pigeons. This is not so different than the hallowed patina of the art historical canon, whereby Warhol's soup cans on canvas from the 60s command prices with drastically many more zeros than his later edition soup cans. To own NFT-based art is to own the beating heart and intangible soul of an artwork, with an indestructible certificate of authenticity included. Andy Warhol in his studio at the factory, 231 East 47th Street, New York, 1965. Photo, Hugo Mulas, copyright sign, Hugo Mulas Heirs. All rights reserved. Artwork, Copyright sign 2021 The Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, Incorporated. Artists' Rights Society, ARS, New York. The punks are non-fungible in the sense that no two are exactly alike, and this standard applies to the non-human types, too. The US dollar is fungible in the sense that we all agree one $20 bill is worth just as much as any other. But no single alien is necessarily more or less valuable than another, and this is visibly demonstrated in their assigned accessories. The alien in the present grouping, CryptoPunk 635, is accessorized with a bandana, 481 punks have this, and regular shades, 527 punks have this. As of writing, the top two prices paid for any punks were achieved by aliens, CryptoPunk 3310 sporting headband, 406 punks have this, and CryptoPunk 7804 sporting cap forward, 254 punks have this, pipe, 317 punks have this, and small shades, 378 punks have this. On March 11th, 2021, user 0x7b8961 successfully purchased CryptoPunk 3310 from user 0x6611fei for 4.2 ETH, or, at the time, $7.58 million. In addition to the alien, the present grouping of nine CryptoPunks, assembled by and consigned directly from Larva Labs, is comprised of eight highly desirable, diverse, low mint number human punks, including CryptoPunk 2, only the third punk ever minted naturally. There is a punk 0, number 4864, Paris, December 3, 1919. The Teeth Loan and Trust Company, Consolidated, Wall Street, New York, pay to the order of Daniel Zank, $115 and $100, $115.00 Marcel Duchamp, Marcel Duchamp, Zank Check, 1919. Israel Museum, Jerusalem, Copyright Sign, Association Marcel Duchamp, ADAGP, Paris, Artists' Rights Society, ARS, New York 2021. Photo. Copyright sign, Israel Museum, Jerusalem, Vera and Arturo Schwartz Collection of Dada and Surrealist Art, Bridgman Images. There is a very famous Andy Warhol quote that goes like this: making money is art and working is art and good business is the best art. With the punks, Larva Labs have taken this pithy maxim and flipped it and reversed it. In making the CryptoPunks, they made art that is money. More than a century ago, during the winter of 1919, Marcel Duchamp did much the same. He paid for some dental work performed by Dr. Daniel Zank, also an art collector and patron of the avant-garde, with a masterfully forged pen and ink check to the tune of $115. The check was drawn from an imagined account at the Teeth Loan and Trust Company, Consolidated in New York. Interestingly, years later, Duchamp purchased the forged check from his dentist for a far greater sum than it was purported to represent. Further proof that money is the greatest system of mutual trust. Perhaps it was art all along.